change of time. This is the true reckoning, the human awakening. Together, brothers and sisters, I will no more. Together, brothers and sisters, I will no more. Oh, 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 brothers and sisters, I know no more. Together, brothers and sisters, I know no more.
The hour is 7:02, and you are tuned into KBOO Community Radio 90.7.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring a public affairs director to manage public affairs programming, ensuring that it is of the highest quality and consistent with the KBOO programming charter. For this 32 hours position, we are looking for someone with production experience in community radio, who has communication and training skills, and the ability to work independently in a fast-paced work environment. KBOO Community Radio is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. Women and people of color are encouraged to apply. Deadline to apply is Friday, October 25th at 5 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm/PADHIRE2019.
KBOO proudly co-sponsors the Portland Folk Music Society concert series, featuring a special appearance by Radim Zenkel. The show is Friday, November 1st, 7:30 p.m. at the Reedwood Friends Church in Southeast Portland. Radim Zenkel created what he calls Zenkel-style mandolin, where his single instrument can sound like two. He plays his native Czech music, along with bluegrass, classical, jazz, and much more. He was named U.S. Mandolin Champion in 1992. For more information about the Portland Folk Music Society concert series, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Thank you. Popular education is a form of freedom.
Good evening, Portland. How's it going? My name is Tammy, and you are tuned in to Popular Education Radio. With me in the studio is Patty. How's it going, Patty?
Hey, it's going good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. This rain is hitting me well. It's
nice. Liquid sunshine.
Sunshine. It's a hard word, yeah. We're here in Portland. We're not used to that word.
That's yeah, exactly.
just playing some good old Bob Marley. You know what he said? Some people feel the rain, and some people simply get wet. Leave you with that one. Super stoked to be here, even on this rainy day. I like the rainy days, I'll be completely honest. Today, this evening, I have a recorded interview with April Gallaty, who is a comic here in Portland, Oregon. I'll get a little bit more into it. As you know, I'm here at KBOO Community Radio. You're listening to Popular Education. And if you'd want to reach out or say hello, say good job, want to collaborate, or just for whatever reason, you can reach out populareducationradio@gmail.com or on the Instagram Popular Education Radio. That's the handle name.
Talk to us.
Yes. Being spoken to is nice. Being written at is nice as well. Always super happy to be here. I want to hear a little bit about your day because I'll tell you what, Patty. You are on here today because remember a couple of months ago, you and I went to this pretty awesome comedy show?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
It was great. And it was for a good cause as well. And that's where we'll be getting into. April is the person actually that created that whole thing. And so today I got to speak with her and kind of get her ideas behind it, pick her brain about why she did it, learn a little bit more about her as well as a person. So the last time that we went, it was a great show. It was fantastic. It was the Funhouse Lounge. Started at 6 o'clock, I think, was it?
Yeah, great. Yeah, 6 o'clock, and it was, I didn't even know it exists right there. It's just that corner right there on Division and 11th, I believe.
Yeah.
And open, you know, very seldomly, but when it was open, yeah, we went in there and had a great time back there. And
yeah, it was
a great show, just long and full of funny people.
Not just was it a great show, it was for charity. So
exactly, yeah,
it was, you did a good thing and it was good,
right?
Yeah, good all around. So the Freedom Fight Night, that's what it's called. So it's a comedy show that's also a charity show, so it's all really such a fun time. So they are having another show this coming Sunday on the 20th. Same place, same time, Funhouse Lounge at 6 o'clock. And this time the proceeds are going to go for the Red Cross. Obviously, you've been hearing all the hurricanes and stuff that people have been dealing with. And,
nice.
And yeah, so that's what it's going to be for this time on Sunday, the 20th. So I'm just going to play this interview in a couple of different parts. If you have any questions about the Freedom Fight Night or want April's information about collaborating, if you're a nonprofit or a comic, you can do so. The information will be available in just a moment for you. Just be patient, you know, just listen to my voice a little bit for once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, or, you know, go down there too. That'd be great.
Oh, yes. So you'll get more information about the show, about how to contact the folks that are running it if you want to help out. So here we are.
So basically, this started 3 months ago. I had put a post out on Facebook, you know, just kind of yelling into the void saying, the world is falling apart. I am just a comedian in Portland, Oregon. How do I help people at the border? How do I help refugees? What do I do? Because my main thing in the world is I make websites for people and I tell jokes at night. And so how can I help people?
Hello, my name is Tammy, and you're tuned into Popular Education Radio. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with funny person April Gallaty, April originally is from Georgia. She started her comedy career about 3 years ago through podcasting back in 2001, but more recently she's performed in the 2018 Northwest Women's Comedy Festival, the 2019 North Carolina Comedy Fest, and the 2019 Cape Fear Comedy Fest. Ooh, it's a lot of things. And not to mention, April is currently in Oakland competing for the 2019 Oakland Comedy Fest. So that's just on that end. April is a super busy person, but still managed to let me speak with her about this awesome comedy charity show that she does every third Sunday of each month. So the next show is going to be this Sunday on the 20th at the Funhouse Lounge. We're going to talk about it a little bit more and get into it. I was really happy to speak with April and get the chance to kind of pick her brain about how or what the process was to create this, because as you just heard, April was feeling very distressed about hearing all the news that we were bombarded with most recently about the children in cages, immigration reforms, and how people at the border, at the southern border, were being mistreated. So instead of being crippled, she decided to take it upon herself to do something, which I think is so beautiful and inspiring. And hopefully the listeners can kind of maybe be inspired as well. As I mentioned, the next charity comedy show is going to be on Sunday, the 20th at the Funhouse Lounge. And hopefully I will see you there, because I'm definitely going to be there. There'll be a $10 suggested donation, and no one is going to say no if you decide to donate more. Remember, it's going for a good cause. This month's charity is going to be the Red Cross, following all the hurricanes and natural disasters that people have been faced with. Thank you so much, April, for allowing me to interview you, and thank you so much for the work that you do. Here's my interview with April. Like I mentioned before, my name is Tammy, and you're tuned into Popular Education Radio.
Got into comedy. I didn't have the guts to get on stage. That's usually when people ask, like, how do you do it? That's what they want to know. How'd you get on stage the first time? I took a course, and see, and I don't really want to promote anybody, but I took a comedy course, and they put me on stage the first time with a group of people who are supportive, like, there to support you. It eases you in, and then you kind of get your sea legs and you get going.
And how long have you been doing this for?
3 years now.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
How do you get to competing? Because I know, obviously, you do this charity work, and then you do your website designing that you do as well. And how do you get to, like, competing, and how does it, what's that like?
It's an interesting process. It's, you kind of, like, if you, once you get into the comedy community and decide that you're going to do it, you start looking for open mics and that sort of thing. And once you do that, you start finding all the websites that show you where the open mics and the shows are. And there's a couple of companies, as well as individuals, who create competitions all over the country. They seem to fall in the summertime and early fall, which is like right now. And it's just usually you go in, you compete against a bunch of comics, and it gets narrowed down by the audience. And then it, you know, it's like a basketball bracket, you know, and they get it down to the top two and then the last one.
Here's some audio from April's show at the Helium Comedy Club. Please note, there are some swear words in this audio, but I bleep them out.
My name is April Gallaty. I am originally from Georgia. That's where I get this wonderful little accent from that I can't seem to get rid of. I know I sound like Paula Deen. This accent is thick with butter and assumed racism. I know. I get it. When I moved here about 13 years ago, it was a little bit of a cultural shock. It turns out you guys don't like to be called ma'am or sir. In the South, we use it as verbal punctuation. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. Sir. Whatever you got to say, punctuate it correctly. So I learned this the hard way about 2 weeks into my very first job. I got called to HR by a coworker who said I was being ageist because I kept calling her ma'am. And I was like, oh, honey, no. I'm not being ageist when I call you ma'am. It's just that at work I can't call you a c- I still don't understand getting fired for trying to be nice to someone. That's not fair. It's not fair at all. This year I turned 47. Thank you. I've been married for 24 years to the same man. And don't think I don't know how I look. I do. I look like I just left my second husband for my first wife. I know. I wear the uniform. I don't play for the team. I just like the look. That's all.
Long time. Now it's time for him to pass the torch. He has songs of wildebeest and angels. He has soared on the wings of a demon. It's time to pass the torch. You're too old to rock. No more rocking for you. We're taking you to a home, but we will sing a song about. That you're very well taken care of. You'll tell us secrets that you've learned. Wow! Your sauce will mix with ours, and we'll make a good goulash, baby. The old time ago, you must give your cape and scepter to me, and a smaller one for KG. Go!
This is a song. This is a new song. Through the eyes of one of the greatest people alive, I feel. The Lunch Lady. Woke up in the morning, put on my new plastic glove. Served some reheated Salisbury steak with a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land. Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes.
Hello, hello. My name is Tammy, and you're tuned into Popular Education Radio. I'm in the KBOO studios here with Patty.
Hi,
how's it going?
Hi.
I just played.
Yeah, we're playing some good stuff.
Yeah, figured since it's a comedy related episode, then we'll play some comedy related music. First one was Tenacious D, obviously. Dio. Yes. Second was Adam Sandler, Lunch Lady Land. That's Patty seemed to really enjoy that one a lot.
It's classic.
it's something. We were listening to my interview with April Gallaty, who is the founder and, I guess, the host of the... Well, not the host, but she's pretty much the one who got together the original Comedy Fight Night at the Funhouse Lounge, which is a charity comedy show. And while she is currently out of town, she's in Oakland competing, Oakland, California, competing at the Comedy Fest. She took the
that
time...
That sounds dangerous. It just... What do they do at the Comedy Fest? That's like, well, flaming swords and
and hula like hoops. Pies. You're just pies being thrown all the time.
Like soda, club soda.
Club soda. Yeah. Oh yeah, and it's just like who's on first? Who's on first? Just all day long. I did ask her because I was also interested. I'm like, how do they judge? Like, how do you? You know, is it like clapping and stuff?
Yeah.
And she was telling me that it is like the clapping and how much people enjoy
respond
it.
To it. Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's also they have a way of making sure that the person who wins isn't just a person who brought the most people. So you know, cool.
Yeah, that's interesting. Look into that. Seeing that because it's everyone has their own opinions and definitely just like a sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone brings their team and all the parents are there, they're gonna be cheering on someone else. But yeah, definitely how he makes it feel. Because comedy could be anything. You could listen to a whole night and just you know, have totally different comedians all giving you different responses that you feel.
And that's when I the last comedy Freedom Fight Night, which is the comedy charity show, which next one is going to be this Sunday on the 20th. The last time I went, it was funny, like how you said, there are just so many different types of comics the styles were all different. And fun tidbit, they actually don't have the same people come on every time that they have the charity show. So it also gives people an opportunity to, you know, do their thing. And for the listeners out there, don't worry, I'll give all the information about how you can contact April if you are interested in helping out, be either performing or as a nonprofit or a charity. So I'll play the rest of the interview. And if you, I don't know, just want to say hi or have any questions, you can call 503-231-8187.
Maybe tell a joke.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it's comedy night, right?
That'll be awesome. Please keep it clean. I hope I don't have to. Yeah, please keep it clean, although there is a button. So if you don't, I'll be able to bleep you before you do any damage. So here's the rest of my interview. And this is kind of where we get more into the charity and how it came to the fruition, the Freedom Fight Night, which, like I mentioned, next show is going to be on the 20th Sunday at the Funhouse Lounge. My name is Tammy, and you are tuned into Popular Education Radio. About 3 months ago, April decided to do something about all the news that she sees on the TV, and she figured out a way to help people in her community and outside of it as well. Here's how she got it started.
I had put a post out on Facebook, you know, just kind of yelling into the void saying, the world is falling apart. I am just a comedian in Portland, Oregon. How do I help people at the border? How do I help refugees? What do I do? Because my main thing in the world is I make websites for people and I tell jokes at night. And so how can I help people? And I put that out there, and I got a message from one of the a local bartender at the Funhouse Lounge, and she was like, you know, we have several nights that we're looking to fill, and I can talk to the owner and see if he would be willing to do like a charity show. Would you be willing to put it together? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. If you can get us the space, I'll get all the comics together. I'll get everybody to, you know, through. And we were really planning to do it just for 1 month. We were going to try to raise money for Lawyers for Good Government, which was, we raised $205 for them, and what they do is they train lawyers to help people at the Mexican border. The lawyers speak Spanish. They know the laws between the laws for coming into the country in and out, and they kind of help expedite the process for people. And then the next month we did, which was last month, we did Schools for Chiapas. And we raised $105 for them. We're still having a little problem. You know, all the comics are basically doing the job for free. I am not paying anybody anything. So all money that we take in at the door is usually like, we ask for $10 suggested donation. We take that at the door, and every penny of it I donate to the charity of the month. And then after the last show, I was approached by Luna, and she's the bartender, and she said, would you like to do this every month? And we were like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, let's do that. And so now we're doing this just to do charity shows. None of the comics get paid. Now, we do pass around a tip jar for the comics if you feel so inclined to help them out, because they're really, you know, they're in the same boat I am. You know, we all have jobs, we all work for a living, and you know, we're donating some time, to make fun of things so that we can raise money to help people. So
and when was that, when is the show going to be? It's every third Sunday, you said?
Yeah, every third Sunday of the month. So the one coming up is October 20th, which is this Sunday. And it will always be from 6 to 8 p.m. There's an intermission. There's a bar, so it's, 21 and up. And it ends on a Sunday night at 8 p.m., so there's plenty of time for folks to come out, have a good time, and have some fun, go and do something good for somebody else, before the work week on Monday,
Yeah. So what is the charity of the month, and what's the location?
Okay, this is at the Fun House Lounge, and it is at 2432 Southeast 11th Avenue in Portland. The charity this month is the Red Cross, because we just got through having, our yearly spate of hurricanes, and there's a lot of people who have been displaced over the past couple of months. So we decided to just do the Red Cross, since they're the most helpful, I think.
And how do you choose a charity each month, or do people come to you, or how does it work?
If nobody comes to me and asks me, last month, our friend Christopher Boatwright had asked me to do Schools for Chiapas, so that's how we chose that one. I chose Red Cross this month because I just figured because of the hurricanes and stuff. I don't really have a method for picking. I just try to do some research, make sure that they're a valid charity, and that they're verified by the government, 501(c), I believe is what it's called. And and that's how we do it. That basically, that's the only criteria I check, is to make sure that they're verified by the government.
And if there are any local nonprofits or local charities that would like to collaborate with you or would like to help out in any way, is there some way they can reach you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can reach me at my email, and it's my name, april@galaty.com, and that's G-A-L-L-A-T-Y.
So I went to the first show, and it was fantastic to see so many comics, or comedians or comics. Is there proper terminology?
No, I think a comedian or comic is usually good. I think the only thing nobody likes to be called is a comedian. Ladies don't like to be called a comedian.
Okay. Noted. But that was going to be my next thing, is that there were a lot of women comics on stage, which was awesome. I didn't know there were so many women comics. That was awesome. Is that something that you try to bring out? Is it just friends? Did it just so happen? Or was that intentional?
Well, it comes from several places. First, when we first started to do this, our very first thought was, okay, let's make this all inclusive. So we made a point to make sure that we included women, people of color, LGBTQ, and all of that. I mean, we have, your classic white guy comic on there too. But, it's just, we try to include everybody, and it is an effort. We do make it. I put out the word on Facebook asking for comics to donate their time, and if they're willing, please send me their video. And we just kind of pick from the videos people we think are funny, and hope that the people who come to see our show think so too.
That's awesome. And if any comics want to reach out to you, is it the same email address?
Same email, or they can catch me on Facebook or Instagram. It's at April Gallaty. I'm real easy to find.
Awesome. Perfect. Hello, hello. My name is Tammy, and you tuned into Popular Education Radio. In the studio, I'm here with Patty. How's it going, Patty?
No, it's always good.
Yeah.
You're a K-boo.
Yeah, it's always fun. It's good in the hood. Good in the boo, I guess.
Good in the boo.
Yeah. So we were just listening to April Gallaty and just getting her... I really like that. You know, how they went out of their way to make sure that every kind of comic is represented. You could really tell in the lineup too.
It was like we were saying, like, and not only like diversity in the person, but like in the comedy, it was
it was
awesome. It was, it went all spectrums, but it's really neat to see those kind of just any kind of person come up, and some were a lot like shyer than others, and and yeah, like she said, there was that typical white guy comic there, there too, but it was, they were good too.
Yeah, they're good too. And I think last time there was also Portland's Best, I think, was there. Portland's Best Comic was there. The person was performing last.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were great.
Yeah, they were great. And April is going to also talk about the lineup for the upcoming show, which is going to be on the 20th on Sunday at 6 o'clock at the Funhouse Lounge. I don't know why I have such a hard time saying it.
It's fun.
It's a fun place to lounge. Yeah, it's a fun house to lounge in.
Yeah.
Drinks are great. Comics are great. What was your? Did you have like a favorite comic or favorite
that last person we were just talking about he was I talk about him, and I wish I could remember his name, but he was just so great. Like, just the execution was delightful, like just so drew you in, like, and we had seen comedy groups like before, and they were like the ones from Comedy Central. I remember we went and saw that before, and it was it was great to see like what the written script does for, like, you know, Comedy Central. They write it, and they probably have the other people to write, and then like seeing this independent person doing their own stuff, and just the way that they delivered it was just on key, and it was so great. It was a great time, and ran into a couple people we know too. So
yeah, well, that's part of the community, and that's what makes it even more enjoyable. And yeah, they're just a little tiny piece left to the interview. I guess I can go ahead and play it. I just
April's great. I can that laugh is so
that, I know, I love her. And the accent is great too. And earlier when we had a little skit from her performance at the Helium, it was it's great. She said her accent it reminds people of Paula Deen and racist. That's funny. When I was speaking with her on the phone, I just felt myself just like slowly getting a little accent also. But with the, you mentioned the execution, when I was speaking with her, she did, I asked, you know, for the competition that she's in right now, I said, is there like any way that, is there like do judges look for a type of execution style, or do they look for, you know, something specific, you know, like how you have different competition, they look for specific things and formats and all. And she said, well, you know, if people laugh, then that means your execution was good, right? Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's a good point.
Another question of mine is, who are these judges? Are these like the elite?
Well, she mentioned, there are
like comedians. Is like, I mean, who's out there? Is it like, is there like Dave Chappelle and you know, like Adam Sandler hanging out there, and they're just
you
like,
love
wow.
Adam Sandler.
I would have said George Carlin, but you know, I mean, maybe George Carlin's still there. He's chilling on an island.
If you can mention Adam Sandler once a day, you'll do it. So let's just play the rest of the interview with April, and then we can go on to some other stuff. Really appreciate being here. Appreciate you, the listener. My name is Tammy, and you're tuned into Popular Education Radio. Hello, my name is Tammy, and you are tuned into Popular Education Radio. So happy to be here with you. Earlier today, I conducted an interview with comic April Gallaty. Currently, she's competing in a competition in Oakland, California, but still managed to find some time to speak with me. April is a host and founder of a local comedy show called Freedom Fight. This show isn't just a regular comedy show. It's a charity show. Each month, that is third Sunday of each month, comics get together at the Funhouse Lounge and have a awesome, hilarious show And all they ask for return is $10 donation. And each month they choose a charity and donate all of the money to that charity. This month the charity is going to be the Red Cross. So come on down to the Funhouse Lounge on Sunday the 20th at 6 o'clock. Guaranteed to have a good time, good drinks, good laughs, and do good. Like I said before, my name is Tammy, and this is Popular Education Radio. And when are you going to be back in town, I guess, for the show?
Actually, I am not going to be in town for the show. Luna and my husband Damon and Chris Cox are actually running the show this Sunday. I will actually be back in town for next month, though, because I will be performing in next month's show.
Oh, fantastic. And one more time, if you could give the listeners just the information and A, how to reach you, and also when the show is going to be.
Okay, my name is April Gallaty, and I can be found on just about all social media at my name, APRILGALLATY. My email is april@gallaty.com. And the show this Sunday is October 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Funhouse Lounge. It is a suggested $10 donation at the door, but we will obviously always take more. And please tip your comics.
And do
I'm sorry, and the address.
Oh, go ahead, yeah.
2432 Southeast 11th.
That's a Funhouse Lounge, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. And do you have a lineup yet, or how does that, do you have it published yet?
We do. You can find the Funhouse Freedom Fight Comedy Show on Facebook. And your host is a gentleman named Chris Cox. And we're going to be opening with Miss Maddie and Eddie Sue. And we also have Jake Breslauer, Michelle Cochran, Chad Allen Gemma, and Lacey Day is the headliner. And she is incredibly funny.
Awesome. So people want to have a good time, have some laughs, be home before
get the kids
too late.
In bed and, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it definitely does not end too late at all. There's such good vibes there. The drinks are great. The bartenders are amazing. The comics are hilarious. So I definitely had a good time, and you'll definitely be seeing me there this Sunday.
Excellent. Say hello to my husband, and I'm sorry I'm going to miss you.
Oh, no problem, and I shall. Thank you so much, April. You are amazing, and keep doing what you're doing. I know we all here in Portland wish you the best of luck, and thank you so much for this work that you do. And if anyone wants to reach you, comics or nonprofits, charities, or just people who want to help out in any way, you're welcome and open to that. Is that right?
That is correct. april@gallaty.com. And thank you for being a voice to push it out.
Oh, you know what? We got to do this. This is how community works.
Exactly. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a good time in Oakland.
All right. You too. Have a good one. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This?
Yeah, that's Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
And the cast of Glee.
Yeah, there's a few more songs in the same chords. Check it out.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure. People killing, people dying. Children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? Won't you turn the other cheek? Forever young. I wanna be forever young. I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brains. I knew I wouldn't forget you if I could. Then I would, I'd go wherever you will
and
go.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Nobody wants to see us together, but it don't matter, no. Cause I got
Dread, oh, take me home to the place.
Fan, I'll follow you until you love me. Papa, Papa,
Rossi. Oh, I can't live with or without you.
she will be loved.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
No woman, no cry.
Yeah, Mother, this surely is a dream.
I come from a land down under, red, white, and blue. Funny things you do, America, America, this is you.
They say that Taylor was a good girl, never wanted to be late, complain, express ideas in her brain.
I need some love like I've never needed love before. I'm gonna make love to your baby.
Hello, hello, my name is Tam, and you're listening to Popular Education Radio. I'm here at the KBOO studio
with Patty.
Okay, okay, I see. It's different. Yeah, you got to repeat it because some people tune in a little later. Some people tune in. Yeah, definitely. So just remind them what they're tuned into.
Yeah, we're tuned into, we're listening to KBOO.
Yeah, what you tuned into.
Tuned into.
Yeah, I do like to say the tuned into just because it's radio, you know?
The dial, yeah, yeah.
The dial. That was a hilarious song. I never realized that all of those songs, which are a majority of just pop culture songs, uh-huh. are all just four chords.
Four chords, yeah. Yeah, we were picking some music tonight, and I was just thinking that would be a great song just because it exploits how easy all these mains like stream songs, and they can fit them all into just these four chords. It's the four chord song.
So if you want to learn how to play music, just learn four chords and you're good.
That's all, yeah.
Yeah, and you're good.
And you can play a lot of songs, yeah.
You can't play a lot of songs. I think that you want to keep going with this funny music stuff?
Yeah, I think it's fun. Yeah, I mean, we were playing Tenacious D. I just want to say Tenacious D, classic.
Okay,
a
classic.
Lot of things can't play on the radio, but...
Yeah, there are a few things. So this is one of those little numbers that we found that are radio friendly. So here you are. Thank you so much.
Good. Let's go on an adventure.
Yeah.
La, la, la.
I got lots to show you.
La, la, la.
Can I be a Sasquatch too?
La, la, la.
You already are.
La, la, la.
You're my son, JB. My widow baby, Sas.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Let's take a dip in the strawberry river. Come on.
Come on, baby, let's go.
Popular Education Radio, that's what you're in tuned into.
Yeah.
My name is Tammy. I'm here with
Patty.
Yay! And that was
Tenacious D.
Oh, Tenacious D is so
classic,
great.
Comedic guitar duo.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. That's from their second album. And with a special guest Sasquatch.
And it's also fitting for the episode, and also because of the, you know, Pacific Northwest, and that's where Sassy
exactly,
lives.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they came up here and recorded that song with him.
Is that?
In North-
I don't know, for a split second, I was like, what? Is that true? No. I'm sorry.
Classic comedic group, and I love that it's, like, mostly acoustic guitar, and that song is so fantastic. If you're still listening.
There's so many parts of it. That's
it goes places. Yeah, that's from their movie as
well. Yeah, that's what I was just going to mention, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of comedians in that, too. But... no, they're good, and
I like the musical thing. I think more people should do more musical things.
Because comedy and music, because it can go great together. Because you're like adding a tune to it, like we were just listening to Access So Awesome. They just sang songs that we knew, but made it funny because they're fitting them all together.
Just the ridiculousness that is.
How ridiculous it is.
Speaking of ridiculous.
I think we have the king of
ridiculousness.
Yeah, the king of comedy singing.
This is all you,
comedy
Patty.
Comedy parodies.
This really is all you.
Yeah, this is all me.
Since this is community radio, it is a communal space. I'm allowing this to happen. I'm not going to be a dictator for my program.
This next performer, I wish he was performing.
Performer.
I wish he was still here. I wish he was here right now. But he has been here at KBOO Studios.
Oh, is that? Oh, right. That's true.
Yeah. He's been here at KBOO.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And he comes to the zoo all the time, too. He actually, a couple years ago, played a piano out in
the
street.
Outside of KBOO.
Right outside of KBOO here. Mm. Might have even been that piano right over there. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, do you that would be. That would be really cool. Yeah.
I love that piano.
Let's just assume that it is.
Let's assume that it is. But we are talking about the one and only Weird Al Yankovic, and
if you're listening, you know, you should give us a call, because obviously Patty would love to just, you know, tell you how much he appreciates your music.
If you like the comedy music,
503-231-8187. Do you want me to go ahead and press play? Look at you.
I'm excited to listen to it.
Here you are.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. A churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist, even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black, fool. If you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise. Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous?
think you're pure in heart, when I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy, the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain, and don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney. We've been spending most of our lives living
Pop Education Radio. That's what you're tuned into. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was Weird Al.
That was Weird Al. I actually enjoyed that. That was pretty funny. Like silly. It was silly, but it wasn't like
it's clever.
It is pretty clever. Yeah.
It takes a different level to be able to come up with the like rhymes and still the flow of that song.
You got
to
be acquainted with the culture as well to make the references.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and he's such a delight. If you ever have a chance to see Weird Al, too, I hope Weird Al's listening right now.
Weird Al. Does he live here?
No, he doesn't live here, but, I mean, he has ties here, so maybe he does have a radio always on with K-Boo playing.
Maybe. I like to think most people do.
Yeah,
why not? Yeah, that was pretty witty, I gotta say. Right. That made me smile. There are a lot of references there.
Turning butter and turning.
And it was clean too. That's what's nice.
Well, it's Amish. I mean, Amish paradise.
are most of his songs not clean?
Well, no, they're all generally clean, but they're just parodies and the covers of it. But I do believe he has some interesting articles out there too. I was just reading one about him with Kurt Cobain when he was asking to do
picture.
The smell. Yeah, do the smell. Smells like Teen Spirit. And I guess he finally got a hold of him while Kurt was like about to perform on SNL, and so he went through all these strings of people to finally get his number. And like as Kurt was about to go on, someone's like, "Hey, phone's for you." And Weird Al's on the phone and just asked Kurt, was like, "Hey, can I do a Smells Like Teen Spirit? I'm just gonna make it about this." And he's just like, "Totally cool about it." And just like totally let him.
That's so sweet. I mean, Coolio also was, he really liked Amish Paradise.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, because you got to think too, like, and then I was reading too, right after that had happened, like he redid Kurt Cobain's song Nevermind, like record sales just like skyrocketed, you know, because like he's bringing it back up. It's like, oh, it's funny again. And then like, oh yeah, what's the record, you know, the original song? Yeah.
Also, Richard Cheese also does that thing.
Oh yeah,
also.
Richard Cheese is another.
I mean,
classic.
That's a, and he's also just a very, very talented musician too.
Oh yeah, the whole group, they're making it that style. Because you, that's that, and Richard Cheese is definitely an artist to check out too. Is it's all these songs that we know, but in this 20s
swinky,
little swing
like,
kind,
swing,
yeah.
And. Yeah, I like, you know, if you're unaware, we're talking about comedy and funny stuff because we had April Gallaty, who's a local comic and also a the founder of the Fight Club. Excuse me,
First rule of Fight Club of Comedy Fight Club.
Excuse me, the Fight. I'm gonna keep saying Fight Club. The Freedom Fight Night, which is a comedy charity show, every third Sunday of the month. The next one is gonna be this Sunday, the 20th at 6 o'clock at the Funhouse Lounge. I said
$10 donation.
$10 donation. You know, no one's gonna look at you funny if you feel like dropping $1,000, you know, or 20 or $50. It all goes to a good cause. 100% of the proceeds go to a good cause. This month is the Red Cross to help out all the people that have been affected by the hurricanes, because unlike
every
what
month they will change to
and every month
they
change
they choose,
yeah, they change. And if you'd like to get in touch with April, you can do that, april@gallaty.org, I believe, or .net. You can also check her out, just April Gallaty Comedy on the Facebooks. I know that she'll appreciate it. And you can also reach out to me, populareducationradio@gmail.com, and also hit it up on the social media.
The social platforms.
Yes. At Popular Education Radio. My name is Tammy. You were...
And I'm Patty.
And you're Patty.
And you're Tammy.
And I'm Tammy, right? I was just looking at you.
And you're listening to Popular Education at KBOO. We're at KBOO.
We're at KBOO.
Wherever you are.
Yes, hopefully you are happy, dry, and warm. And if you're not, then come on by to the studio. Maybe someone can make you feel better. I won't, but someone else will. Just kidding. That's what this program is for.
Comedy night.
I know. I just think of a funny gal right now. That's what's going on.
This is our comedy night. This is Lennon and I. We're putting all the Adam Sandlers and
I will not be at the
Tenacious D's on the table.
Right, I will not be on the stage for the Freedom Fight Night, but other actual comics will be on stage.
And they're professional.
They're great. They're local, from Oregon. I think the furthest one last time was from Eugene. So, I mean, they're really coming out here.
And they sit in the crowd with you, too, which is kind of neat. Yeah. It's like, all right, and next, and the person comes up, and then you're like, oh, just sit right next to this person. And the bar is really great there, too. Yeah. It's a great little spot. It's got covered...
There's a nice little
AstroTurf.
Outside. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the little bar is just like nice, and it's such a private little, quiet little venue. Mm-hmm. So there's not really things going on, because I've been to like other comedy shows, or open mics that are like kind of going on in a bar, and it's just like it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And you're trying to enjoy your comedy.
Definitely, it's
sketch.
Low key, and it's also like it's at 6, so it's not like it's starting at 10 o'clock at night, which I know I'm still relatively young, but that's too late for me. So 6 o'clock is perfect. And there's also an intermission, so you can refill on your drink. You can see the bartender. Luna's great there. April this time isn't going to be there, but just come on by, say hello, check it out. It's for a good cause. It's going to make you feel good, because you're going to be donating and also getting to meet some, other people in the community. I know. I'm going to be there. Patty, you going to be there?
Maybe I'll be there.
Maybe you'll be there.
I'm going to be there. Yeah.
Okay. Now you have to.
I mean, 6 o'clock. Yeah.
It's a reasonable time. There you go. There's no reason that you shouldn't. It's a reasonable time. Anywho's, that's going to wrap it up for tonight for me. Going to go maybe grab some food. My name is Tammy. You are tuned in to KBOO Community Radio. The program is Popular Education Radio. The guest I had here today was Patty. My interview was with April Gallaty. You can check out Popular Education, social media at Popular Education Radio to get more information on how to reach April. Here is a song for me to wrap up the night. Have a great one.